שלום לכולם, אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א', חלק ד', עמוד 208, דף רש י' ח'. לפני שנתחיל לקרוא, בואו קצת נתכונן, בואו נזכר שאנחנו כאן כדי למשוך את המאור המחזיר למוטב, בואו נפתח את הלב ונשתדל להתחבר. נעבור לקליפ של הרב.
כל המצבים.
Listen to Rav, his preparation. All the states that the created being goes through from the root to this world, that we all come from Insof and descend from there to this world. It materializes, and we have five worlds, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Nasiya, until we get to material that's corporeal, materialized. So in each and every state, this world, there are five parts of him, and in each five parts of him, there are five spherot in each and every parts of. And then, from all of this, we have 125 degrees, behind them are Rishimot that are left. And in the material of this world, our will to receive develops, and when we get to this world, material gets to, from itself to zero, and it starts to develop from zero also.
Big bang.
This is like, this zero is like a big bang. And it starts to develop until it gets from the still, the animate, vegetative, from still, vegetative and animate into the speaking after these 3,000 years. And it goes through its still, vegetative animated speaking of its own. This is another, let's say, 2000, and the speaking is with Rishimo. This is the smallest Rishimo that's disappeared, and now it's starting to awaken. This Rishimo is the last Rishimo, last record.
האחרון שמתחיל
that starts to awaken the person, and then the person needs to go back to the Ein Sof and implements all of the Rishimo. Our whole path is paved, and we have nothing to do other than to yearn to implement the Rishimo that are always awakening in us. That's why we should not be impressed in the states that we go through. These are situations that each and every Rishimo awakens, and we need the Rishimo to implement correctly. As here, there's a Rishimo, and what happens to it? It's the light departs. What we say here, that there's the Rosh Toch Sof. It does the calculation, receives the light, and there's the Bitush Makif, and then it departs, the state disappears, and what's left is a Rishimo. And what do we need to do now? Is the opposite, is that we want to put the light in the Rishimo. So that each time we have a state, is a Rishimo that likes light. This is what we need to bring through our work. So not to think of the things that are not in our control. The whole situation, all of life, where we are born, why we are born, all of these different things, they're not for us. This is the Rishimo. And we need to implement it. And we need to do a partsuf.
וזה עכשיו אנחנו לומדים.
This is what we're learning now.
As
we heard in the clip, our path is paved and we need to implement Zeh Shimo. So let's draw the reforming light together and start reading from Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 2, Item
3. לתחתון ממנו וביחס אב
reading item 3
כי האורות העליונים הם
every upper light to its lower one is as the relation of a father to a son. The reason is that the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. He always wants to bestow upon them, as is explained regarding honoring the father and the mother. A single spark is extended from the father to the son and never moves from there. Similarly, here in the Ten Sefirot, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place called a record, Leshimo, so that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. We are going to continue in the inner light, continuing from
theory,
writes the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. It means that a lower partsuf is extended from an upper partsuf as a son from a father. In other words, it cascades from the self of the lights in its upper partsuf by the records that remain in the vessels of the upper partsuf from its lights. The Ari writes, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place called a record, so that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Remember this in all the places, for this is the key to the cascading of the degrees by cause and effect, from the beginning of the line to the end of Asiya. When it departs from me, I remember how it was good. And all of a sudden, there's a new feeling. Less than before. I had a meal yesterday, you know, you tell me, what was it, a duck? With rice and everything, well prepared, beautiful, very tasty, and I come and I only have that money for hot dogs.
But
because I am hungry, until I get to the filling of the hot dogs, I was thinking about the duck, and that was the Shimon from yesterday. But now that I'm being filled by the hot dogs, I am enjoying the hot dogs, I'm being filled by them, and I forget about the duck. I can say that yes, it was good. Why not? I still agree to it. But it's what's in the background now. And what's important to me is what I can receive and enjoy. When I'm hungry, the light that illuminates, even the smallest, is what controls the Kli, and not the Rishimo, that was, you know, from Insof. What does it matter? The smallest light is greater than the biggest Rishimo. So there's this difference between the light that illuminates now and the Rishimo that was yesterday, and there is this striking so to stay in today's day to attain what there was yesterday. And here the person needs to scrutinize. So these strikings, betishot, from what there was and what there will be, or what there is and what there will be, this is what builds the advancement. This is the timeline of wanting to develop, to have this inclination. or something, if there was no differences in the lights, in the Shimo, in us, we would not yearn for anything. We would be in this then there would not be moving. Because there's this conflict and contradiction here of what there is and what there was and what there will be, then by that I develop. And so these are very important matters. This is the secret of the development of all of the Partsufim from above downward.
We want now to renew the intention, and we will continue with the reading of the Sadat and Sfirot, Holy One, Part 4. We are in item number 4, words of the Ari. The headline is, when the light of Keter departs, it leaves a record in its place to shine for Chokmah. Number 4. It turns out that when the Keter ascends and departs, he leaves one record in its place in its own vessel. So, to shine for Chokmah, which is below it, after it ascends and departs. After it ascends and departs, an illumination was extended to the light of Chokmah from that record that the Keter left in its vessel. Although afterwards the light of Chokmah will also ascend and depart to the emanator, nevertheless, the record that remains in the vessel of Keter does not move from it even after the light of Chokmah ascended to the emanator. We will now go to item number 4. Number 4, we might ask, in item 9, he says that the existence of the vessel was made from the record, and here he says that there is a vessel even before the record and before the departure of the light. The thing is that there are two kinds of vessels in each Partsuf, which are vessels that are drawn from the first look in the Malchut of Rosh. This Malchut expands by the force of the reflected light in her, which she raised from below upward, and expanded from her and within her into 10 Sfirot from above downward. They are considered the vessels of reception for the first expansion. There is yet another phase of vessels in the Partsuf, which are drawn by the second look in Malchut of the Guf, of the Partsuf, which are drawn by the second look in Malchut of the Guf of the Partsuf, which cause the departure and return of that light to the emanator. The records that remain after that departure become complete vessels. All these records of the second look are drawn to all the phases, meaning to its lower Partsuf. It is said, the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. It means that the lower Partsuf is extended from the upper Partsuf like a son from a father, meaning by the records that remain inside the vessels of the upper Partsuf from its light. Yari writes, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place, called the record, so that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Remember that thoroughly, for it is the key for the cascading of the degrees by cause and consequences from beginning to the line and end of Asiya, where each lower one has caused the records of its upper Partsuf.
We will
now watch a video of Rav Lightman. Rav. let's say a screen made a couple of angry striking. He rose to some level. He makes coupling by striking on this level, and then the light bestowed, let's say the screen that stands here bestows light to this level, and here there are still vessels, empty vessels. How to write that? Empty vessels. The light that fills this part of the Pratsuf, which is called Toch, from here to here, that's called the inside of the Pratsuf. How it expands in these empty vessels? Can it expand more or not? Then they say that there is an illumination that is called reflected light that ascends, and here descends. So, and here in these empty vessels, there are records from the previous state. So the light that comes to inside this place, which is called Reshimo record, the light is stronger than the record. This is the current state, not that I had before something. And then it dominates inside the empty vessels with the record, and the record is not felt. So its record is felt when the light comes as if it goes out of the kli. That is called tagin. Just like we have a letter, let's say the letter nun. And there are tagin on the letters. All kinds. And the last phase, when it departs completely and reaches already the empty vessel, again, the record returns to the Kli on the sensation of the Reshimo of the vessel that had light on the upper degree, although it is smaller. And now it returns to the equivalence of the states between the light that was there in the upper degree and the light that was there in its own degree. So the gap between these two degrees is, that is called the otiot, the letters, meaning where do we have the vessels that we have desires. Only from the comparison between the states. This is good, this is not so much, this is understood in some way, in what way, more or less, in colors, in sounds, and this kind of sensations, and kind of relations, and 1,001 ways we weigh the differences between the states, state where all the data in one vessel, all the data in the other one, and the difference between them, all in all, gives us a sensation. What's the preference? And that is called the deficiency. Meaning, not all at once the vessels are made. Therefore, our process of correction, it's a process of making the vessels. It is so long, it's so not simple. We don't know what we're going through, because when the light comes and the records comes, I am being controlled by some kind of state, and this leaves, something else comes, and I don't know. Only later, when I come from a place where I can compare between the two states, then I find myself somehow understanding what's going on with me. Only with this comparison. You know, we go to some place, it's stressed, I'm confused, I don't know where I am, like a baby. Just like we come to study, the beginners come to study. They don't understand anything. They're just confused, like crazy people. And then, little by little, when all these impressions are being, to go away, then there is the possibility to differentiate between the states, there we make the vessels. This is what we study, but from the roots, how it happens in the spiritual world, in the upper world. The results are with us, in us. Reader, we continue reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot. Part 4, Chapter 2, in Volume 1.
220, Daf Reish Chaf.
We will start in Inner Light, item number
5.
We will start in the words of the Ari, item number
5.
Headline, when the light of Chochmah departs, it leaves a record in its place to shine for Bina. Number 5. Afterwards, when Chochmah rises to the emanator, she leaves a record in his vessel to shine from him to Bina. After he himself departs, even after Bina rises to the emanator, the record of Chochmah does not leave the vessel of Chochmah, and likewise, all of them until they are sold. Let's go to watch a video. We say that the Parzuf starts to refine from Keter, Malchut actually, but from the Keter, from Zeranpin, Gimel, from number 3, from the level of Chochmah. And if it refines in that way, according to those levels, then later, how does it make himself? If it was already refined in the upper levels. So he says that although he refines in the upper levels, and every time Parzuf that is being conducted, is being conducted with these levels. He cannot be absent of these levels. But these levels, with respect to these current ones, they are missing, because there are no lights and vessels actually, but there are records. Peter, we will continue reading now. We will go to item number 5 in Inner Light. We are now reading Volume 1, Part 4. Number 5, Inner Light. Afterwards, when Malchut rose to phase 3, where 10 Sefirot come out of the level of Chochmah, it is impossible for this light to begin in the Sefira of Chochmah. It is so because any expansion of light must begin from the Keter. It therefore needs an illumination of a record of Keter by which the light becomes adhered and tied to the root. Also, when Malchut rose to Bina and 10 Sefirot come out of the level of Bina, an illumination of the records of Keter and Chochmah necessarily remains there, and so on likewise for the above reason. Remember this in every place, for it is impossible for any degree to lack the upper Sefirot altogether. Rather, when the upper Sefirot are regarded as mere illumination of a record, do we say that they are absent there, for they do not shine there? Let's go to a final video. What is the coarseness that we need to refine? We are below, we have this point, the point in the heart. If we start studying, as a study group, we start awakening upon ourselves from the left side, from left, we start awakening bad, evil inclination, and bad itself sounds frightening. Yeah. Evil inclination. So we have coarseness. Yeah, that's coarseness. So the point in the heart that is called Israel. Israel, this is from the middle line, upon which we go to the goal. From the left side comes coarseness, and from the right comes the reforming light. Its source is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Creator. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, wanted to refine Israel from the coarseness that they all the time receive from the left side, so he gave them many Torah and Mitzvot, Torah and commandments. They received from the left line, the inclination, the light that corrects it from the right side, and then they rise and become Israel, the Shachar, straight to adhesion. And the degrees is more and more and more. So, this refinement here is a refinement of the coarseness that was made as a result of the shattering of the vessels from the records, from the descent. Meaning here, this refinement that we've passed this refinement, that here there was a screen and, let's say, a deficiency. When we descend, then the screen, it disappears. Here, there is this shvirah, shattering of the vessels. When we reach here, then we have many records, reshimot, that are now, can be awakened, and we receive force from the right side in order to correct them. Broken records, not the records that we speak of now, because here there was word of Olam Kadmon. This is before the shattering. Yeah, as a partsuf, the partsuf came and refined, then a smaller partsuf and refined, a smaller one and refined. All the partsufim. This is refinement through the five partsufim. Five partsufim or but later on, we have refinement all at once of the screen. We went for a screen of courses number four. We wanted to make final correction, yeah? Gmar Tikkun. And instead of that, this Masach of Dalet, Masach number four, it broke, meaning it didn't refine, well, it wasn't refined little by little to from three to two to one root. This was in the before, and there was a expansion, four levels of expansion at once, then in the second vessel, then another cascading. This is called Abba Ve'ima, this is Ishsut, Israel, Saba, and Tvuna, two phases. And the screen completely disappeared. This refinement was just all at once, you can say that, in a process that ended immediately and came to this shattering. And now our records, there are records from all these states that we've been through, but opposite with the shattering. Meaning, here we study in the world of Adam Kadmon, now with you, that the screen, slowly, slowly we find that he didn't want to receive anymore. He was drawn to bestow more and didn't know how. And this is a correct vessel, let's say. Nonetheless, this here is a broken vessel because it doesn't have any screen. These are records with screen. Thank you so much, everyone, reader. We will meet again in an hour and a half in the lesson. See you later.